Title: 16-bar intro structure beginner. All right, let's build a classic 16-bar drum and bass intro in Ableton Live's arrangement view. The goal here is simple: make an intro that sets a vibe, ramps energy in a controlled way, and is DJ-friendly so it can actually be mixed. And then, when bar 17 hits, the drop feels like a reward. We're working with the most common DNB phrasing, four chunks of four bars. Bars 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 12, and 13 to 16. If you nail that four-bar thinking, your arrangements instantly sound more legit. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is typical, but 174 is a sweet spot. Now go to arrangement view and set your loop brace from bar 1 to bar 17. That's important because you don't want to build an intro in isolation. You want to hear the handoff into the drop, because that transition is the whole point. Create a few tracks and keep them organized. Make a drums group with kick, snare or clap, hats, and optionally a break track. For bass, make a bass group with sub and mid or tees. Then add an Atmos track and an effects track for risers, impacts, and noise. And here's a workflow move that'll save you later. Group early. Once your drums are in a group, you can automate the whole drum intro like a single instrument, which is huge for clean transitions. Next, let's create the skeleton with locators, because structure is your best friend. Drop locators at bar 1 for intro start, bar 5 for layer up, bar 9 for tension, bar 13 for pre-drop, and bar 17 for drop. Just doing this keeps you honest. It stops you from randomly adding stuff and hoping it works. Instead, you're building in chapters. Now we build the atmosphere foundation across bars 1 to 16. On the Atmos track, load wavetable or analog. Pick a pad, a drone, or even a noise-based texture. Keep it simple. Choose a single note like F or G that matches your tune, and hold it. The intro's job isn't to tell the whole story yet. It's to set the room lighting. Add an auto filter after your instrument. Put it on a low pass, 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff fairly closed, somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz, and add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. That resonance gives the filter movement and vibe even if the note is held. Then add echo. Try a dotted eighth or a quarter note delay. Keep feedback moderate, maybe 20 to 35%. And inside echo, roll off the lows with a low cut around 200 Hz. That prevents your intro from getting muddy before drums even show up. Add reverb after that, medium to large, decay maybe 3 to 6 seconds, and keep dry slash wet around 10 to 25%. You want space, not a fog bank that eats your mix. Then add utility. If your atmosphere has any low content, keep it centered. This is one of those small habits that makes your low end behave. Now, key move. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it opens slightly from bars 9 to 16. Notice what we're doing there. We're increasing energy without necessarily turning anything up. Energy is not the same as loudness. Alright, percussion time. Light to rolling. Bars 1 to 8. In bars 1 to 4, we're doing hats only. Either grab a closed hat loop or program 16th notes. Straight 16 THS are totally fine, because we're going to add swing using Groove Pool. Open Groove Pool and choose something like Swing 16-65. Apply it lightly. Aim for 20 to 40% amount. You're not trying to turn it into hip-hop. You're just trying to stop it from sounding like a machine gun. On the hats track, add EQ 8 and high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Hats don't need lows, and removing them instantly gives you headroom. If the hat is harsh, dip a little around 6 to 10 kHz. Add saturator with 1 to 3 dB of drive and turn on soft clip. That's a really quick way to get crispness without reaching for complicated processing. Then utility, and widen a bit, like 120 to 150%. Later we'll do a mono check, but for now, a bit of width makes the intro feel bigger without adding more parts. Now bars 5 to 8, we layer in a break. This is where it starts to feel like DNB is loading in. Drop a break sample on your break track. You can loop it or slice it in simpler slice mode. Keep it light and high passed because we're not dropping full weight drums yet. On the break, add EQ 8 and high pass around 120 to 180 Hz. That removes the low junk that fights your kick and sub later. Then add drum bus. Keep boom at zero, usually. Add a bit of drive, something like 5 to 15%. Adjust damp if it's too sharp. The arrangement so far should feel like bars 1 to 4, Atmos plus hats. Bars 5 to 8, Atmos plus hats plus a quiet break layer. Now bars 9 to 12, anchor drums. This is a key moment, because from a DJ mindset, this is often where the intro becomes clearly mixable. Add a snare on beats 2 and 4. That classic backbeat instantly tells the listener, the track is coming, but keep it a teaser at first. Lower volume, maybe filtered, or slightly drier than the drop version. On the snare track, EQ 8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. If it needs body, a small boost around 180 to 220. Add presence if needed around 3 to 6 kHz, but don't overdo it, because we're about to add more brightness later. Add drum bus with gentle drive, like 3 to 10%. Crunch if you want, but keep it subtle. Then a tiny reverb, short decay like 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, dry slash wet 5 to 10%. The intro snare should have a little space, but it shouldn't wash out the groove. Now add a minimal kick pattern. Do not write your full drop rhythm yet. You can go kick on beat 1 only, or kick on 1 and then end of 3. The point is, anchor, not overwhelm. Teacher note here. Beginners often add 5 new drum layers at bar 9 and the mix collapses. Instead, think one anchor per block. Bars 9 to 12, the anchor is the backbeat snare. If you add one extra thing, cool, but make it intentional. Also, automate snare volume very slightly from bar 9 to bar 13, like 1 or 2 dB. That slow lift creates momentum without anyone consciously noticing. Now let's add a bass tease from bars 9 to 16. This audio version is shortened for playback.